She was in first grade, 7 years old. She came home from school and I heard the bus and she never came inside. So I went out and found her laying in the driveway. And she said, "Mom, my legs are too tired. I can't walk inside." So over the course of the weekend, she just kept getting sicker. Of course, my mom instinct first was maybe she could come down with mono. She was progressively sicker over the weekend and started running a fever, and she started vomiting blood, took her to the emergency room, and they thought something had happened with her ear. She never did get better. She just was continued to get sick. They tested her white blood count was a 2.8, which was very low. So they sent us to the University of Iowa, and they thought she had leukemia. And so they thankfully, right before they did the bone marrow procedure, they did another check of her blood, and it had come up just a little bit. So they sent us home telling us they thought she had a virus. And she had ran a fever for over a month, couldn't go back to school. And they just kept telling us they thought she had a virus. And eventually, after about a month, she started getting a little better. And then in second grade, she woke up and had lost her short-term memory. And so that was extremely difficult when learning at school and math changing very, very fast. But and then in third grade, the teacher called me and they thought she was having some sort of seizure. She had like a drooping of her face and what we figured out was Bell's palsy. And in fourth grade was when things really started. She was sleeping in class. She had light sensitivity. Sleeping all the time, 16 hours a day. She had to, so we found another doctor in Chicago, and they tested her for Lyme, and she came back positive.
When you go through the actual medical part of it, okay, I get that. I mean, that's its own set of issues.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think she handled then this part of it, the legislation part of it? Where you're dealing kind of with the sickness, and then, well, you need to tell your story, kid, because we want this to become law, where we can get some extension with these antibiotics to treat maybe other kids that are in your situation. So you knew it was going to be kind of overwhelming initially. Mm-hmm. So how do you think she dealt with all that?
Oh my goodness, Lauren did fantastic. She was a super trooper, sitting there in front of the House committee and just read her speech like very fluently and did an awesome job. And she won their hearts. That's what she did. So we've went places outside of the Capitol and. Representative Swanson would introduce me, and they're like, "Oh, you're Lauren Russell's mom. She's famous down there."